warning. This broadcast is not... It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we went a little hard on Ben Shapiro today, and I don't take any of it back. But, to his credit, he did have a nice back and forth with Eric Swalwell that's worth a watch. So here it is.
I want less bureaucracy, right?
I do.
I want less bureaucracy. You want more efficiency?
I do.
I want less more efficiency. You want taxpayer money spent wisely?
I do. Congrats on becoming a Republican.
Yeah. My parents would be proud. mass deportations, it calls for that. Do you support that part?
I support the deportation of any illegal immigrant who is in the United States who is not of benefit to the generalized American public.
So if they're picking agriculture that puts food on the tables of everyday Americans, they've never committed a crime inside the United States, they didn't come across with documents.
Why do Democrats always go with that? Who's going to clean your kitchen? Who's going to pick your food? Why do they always go with that?
Benefits are larger than the contribution they are making to the economy, or if they're involved in criminal activity, they should be deported.
How do we measure that?
The same way that the IRS measures my income every year. It seems like if the IRS can track down every aspect of every receipt that I've ever submitted, and
so
they can
do
that for hundreds of millions of other Americans, they can do that for illegal immigrants as well, except for the fact that no one knows how many are in the country thanks to this administration.
So you would be cool with creating a system where they could pay those taxes if they wanted to and then stay and work and put food on our table?
It depends on how long it would take for
those
them to pay the taxes,
exist,
and they would also have to go presumably to the back of the line, although I'm not sure why I'm testifying about immigration policy at this point.
How about banning the abortion pill? That's part of Project 2025. Do you support that part?
Oh, Project 2025.
I think that's a state-by-state issue.
This is a hearing on censorship.
I'm a fully pro-life person, which means that I'm not in favor of the distribution of the abortion pill.
Banning same-sex marriage. What about that part?
I am in favor of traditional marriage between a man and a woman, and I am perfectly fine with anyone having any sort of voluntary sexual arrangement they seek. That's a different thing from whether the government should attach benefits to that personal relationship.
But you think it's a sin to have same-sex marriage?
I mean, I'm confused. Are you asking me as a religious Jew what I think about biblically?
I'm just asking, is it a sin to be gay?
Is it a sin to be gay? I mean, how long do we have here? 2 minutes? I mean, if the basic idea is that sexual orientation is up for government regulation, I'm not in favor of the government regulating the private consenting sexual activity of adults. That is a different thing, once again, from whether the government ought to engage in actual benefits for particular sexual arrangements that adults make.
But again, just you to me, is it a sin or not?
From a religious Jewish perspective, orientation is not a sin, but activity is. That's also the same perspective of most major religions, so far as I'm aware.
Okay. And how about cutting Social Security? Do you support that part of 2025?
I'm not sure what Project 2025's position on Social Security is. I'm in favor of the restructuring of Social Security along the lines of privatization and lowering and increasing the retirement age, because you, as well as every other congressperson, knows Social Security is going to go bankrupt, and yet everyone seems to have an interest in lying about it for the next decade and a half until we have to take austerity measures or radically increase inflation or taxes.
And bans against books about slavery. Do you support that part about...
Why would I possibly be in favor of bans about books about slavery? That would be absolutely ridiculous. What I am in favor of is the idea that school libraries should be able to make decisions along the lines of what exactly is appropriate for, say, a seventh grader and whether they ought to be treated to cartoons and genderqueer. That's not quite the same thing.
And just because we found some receipts, you did say, I think homosexual activity is a sin.
This is a hearing on censorship.
There's a genetic component.
You found me out.
Orientation. But the view of all religious people I know has always been that sexual behavior is something that is up to you. And you said, I may have a desire to sleep with many women, but I do not.
I agree with me. Yes, that's true.
Congratulations on your, I'm sure it's very hard to restrain yourself. Mr. Chairman, I just want to shift to Alvin Bragg. He was supposed to be here this week, and he's not coming. And Hunter Biden was supposed to testify. Now he's not testifying. We were supposed to have votes on articles of impeachment, and we didn't. And again, we're just wondering, you guys write great press releases, but the payoff seems to never come. And so I guess we will keep waiting, and we'll do hearings like this. And finally, Chairman, you know, you can yell, you cannot yell fire in a crowded theater, and that's a restriction on speech, as you have recognized before. But you can yell theater in a crowded fire, and you all can continue
Chinese
to do that.
Chinese spy banging Eric Swalwell embarrasses himself. That's amazing.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Ivan Ranklin joins me now, and boy, he has the interest of the Democrats right now. They are really, really, they're gazing into his bald head right now, looking for answers, and they're trying to figure out what the heck's going on. And so I'm going to get some answers from Ivan, but let me just get something clear here first. The story is published at Raw Story. Trump's Secretary of Retribution.
That's pronounced raw sewage.
Raw garbage. Trump's Secretary of Retribution has a target list of 350 people he wants arrested. Now, you haven't actually been offered a job by Trump called Secretary of Retribution, have you?
No. So I've never spoken directly or indirectly with President Trump.
All right. I don't need to just hold it right there. Just hold on. We'll get to a long answer. I just want to get some things off just on the record first. Has Raw Story, Raw Garbage, have they ever reached out to you for comment?
They attempted to reach out to me with a voicemail, and then they also followed up with some questions. But I normally don't engage with double-digit IQ individuals. So I would say that they would fall into that because they've spent the last 4 years of getting every single story right. So why would I amplify raw sewage. Why would I engage with them when I can have them come to my platform and follow my work and drive traffic to free speech, accurate conspiracy oracles like InfoWars, as opposed to trying to amplify their garbage publication and make them money?
All right. Well, I appreciate that compliment of InfoWars coverage, and it is true. Okay, and they talk about this list. Now I lead into this because they say, oh, Trump wants to arrest journalists. Trump is going to target journalists. Well, hold on a second. I'm a journalist. They've put me in prison. Steve Bannon is a journalist. He's currently in prison. They're the ones targeting journalists. And so it's funny how they sit here and they say, look, Trump wants to target journalists. They're the ones that target journalists. So what is this really all about?
What it's really all about is I think I've finally connected all the dots with the major criminal conspiracies that have been conducted on us, to include you, over the course of the last 10 years. And I can do a whole link analysis and timeline giving you the names by date, place, and transgression by category, which I created a list about. And I first aired it with your counterpart here on InfoWars. And he was kind of taken aback, and it's the deep state target list. It's the list of illuminating so that America understands who was behind the censorship industrial complex, who was behind the political, let's just call them targeting themselves of reporters and journalists such as yourselves. I mean, it comes down to, like, Jamie Raskin was even making a statement in there. And it's funny how they got comment from Jamie Raskin. They got comment from Alexander Vindman, even though they didn't mention his name in there because he's afraid to have his name in there, who blocks me on Twitter as well. Julie Farnham is in that list. She was the Deputy Intel and Interagency Coordination Division Chief over at U.S. Capitol Police on January 6th. I've got the names and receipts of everybody that Elon Musk needs to look at their Twitter accounts for, the direct messages, the ins and outs of email traffic between Twitter employees. Jim Baker, you just showed him up on there. So all these individuals that are attacking me are the ones on my list. So Was it something I said, Julie? Jamie? Yeah, it was me calling you out for you conducting political violence. They're trying to blame me and make me the boogeyman of what they're doing. Let's list the times that they've conducted political violence. Let's say Roger Stone was live stream swatted, raided, wasn't he? By Criminals News Network that was live streaming that swatting raid of Roger Stone. That's what they did. And what else did they do? They kidnapped Roger Stone temporarily. Right now, they still have in detention and have kidnapped Steve Bannon, and they've kidnapped Peter Navarro. That's political violence that I'm begging Jamie Raskin to bring me into a joint press conference with Speaker Johnson that he's calling on and Chuck Schumer so that we all collectively say, hey, we collectively denounce all political violence and we need to create consequences for those that have already committed political violence, whether it's the Summer of Love of 2020 that was going on, all those involved in that political violence, whether it was U.S. Capitol Police Officer Michael Byrd that murdered his political opponent, Ashley Babbitt, who was an unarmed First Amendment election justice rally attendee, or whether it was Lila Morris, MPD officer, that murdered Roseanne Boylan, once again, an unarmed First Amendment election justice rally attendee in 2021. And let's go even back historically. What about going after and finding out and creating consequences for those that were involved and family members that were involved in the political assassinations of John F. Kennedy, RFK, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King Jr.? Last I checked, it's almost entirely the Democrats, but there are also instances of Republicans. So this is not I'm bipartisan or I'm party agnostic to creating consequences for people that have committed acts of treason and criminal conspiracy that must be held to account in the most peaceful, patriotic, legal, moral, and ethical way ever that these people have experienced in their life and that America has ever experienced in the history of this country's almost 250-year history.
I'm starting to hone in. The more time you spend with somebody or the more time you study their actions and activities, the better you understand them. And so I'm really starting to hone in on kind of the latest developments of the left with their hatred of Project 2025 and now you. This is just a short here. Yeah. Here's Joe Biden. Joe Biden posted this video earlier today. Just short video, guys. Clip 22.
Project 2025 will destroy America. Look it up.
All right. So here's what I've realized, and it kind of came with. We are what defining things and categorizing things is actually important, and I understand why people get frustrated and they talk about, well, the false left right dichotomy, or the Republicans are no better than the Democrats, and all this other stuff, or people get upset because I explain how Nazis are actually leftists, and they're like, no, wait, and I'm like, look, categorizing things using the modern day political lexicon is a very important thing to have political victories. And so you can have these little skirmishes over what actually means what or who's actually on our side and all this stuff. But to have big political victories, you need to categorize. You need to have terms and phrases that stick. And so that's why I talk about the new right. You could say, well, the right knows better than the left. It doesn't matter. It's about bringing us together and saying, this is the new right. This is what we represent. So where am I going with this? Why do the Democrats hate Project 2025 so much? Because it's an action plan, or I called it a playbook yesterday. It's a political playbook and a formula to actually implement conservative strategy and policy from day one in the White House. Well, that's what the left does. That's what the left, they come to D.C. with the playbook. They come to D.C. with the formula. That's why they have victories. Conservatives, Republicans, we don't do that. Project 2025 is that. That's why they hate it so much. Same thing with you. Leftists, liberals, Democrats, progressives, they put us on lists all the time. They got hundreds of different lists.
You were placed on the list. You know who placed you on the list? The January, Mike Pence's beloved Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi's beloved Benny Thompson appointed staff director David Buckley to create the Patriot target list. And you were one of those individuals on their Patriot target list. So why can't I create my own list? And that list, then I take the Twitter accounts of those individuals on my 350-plus list, and then I'm clamoring. And, well, I've been communicating with Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi to try to get Elon Musk to move on two things. Remember in December of 2022 when he said, Twitter is both a social media company and a criminal scene, a crime scene. Well, I want him to release the evidence of that crime scene, and I want to also have him explain with the evidence that he has of why his pronouns are arrest Fauci. Remember that Fauci and company also committed political violence to the tune of tens of thousands at a minimum that were executed, complete slaughtered as a result of the jab mandates, not to mention Chris Cuomo's brother, Andy Cuomo, that forced adults or elderly to rot in nursing homes until they died so that they couldn't vote. And those were probably majority Republican voters because they're elderly, right? More conservative. He conducted genocide on them by conducting that illegal, unconstitutional edict. So, Jamie Raskin, I agree with you. You need to stop the political violence that you're accusing me of trying to create. I'm just calling out their political violence. And it needs to stop. And the way we do it is by, I always said this, the mother of all Twitter files that Elon Musk's sitting on ideally would be released on September 3rd, right after Labor Day and right after the DNC convention. And then America can see firsthand with full stop evidence of their internal communications of what they did to destroy our country. And you're probably going to find a little smattering of CCP communications. You're going to find a smattering of, it's just going to only escalate to the point where our entire society is going to demand paper ballot, hand count, in person, one day voting. And they're going to say, you know what? Yeah. The only way we circumvent the illegal voters from voting, the digital fraud, the machine fraud, the retail, the wholesale fraud, and the foreign interference, they're going to come to the same conclusion that I have. The only way that we have a free, fair, and transparent election is that when Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and some of the other bigger influencers, as well as President Trump and others, demand that the state legislatures on November 5th hold a roll call, live streamed video vote of that legislative body where they vote on how that state will allocate their electors. That circumvents all layers of fraud, and it holds them to account live. Remember when we saw people voting for Speaker McCarthy and the Speaker of the House? That's full transparency. So if we can apply that to the states on their allocation of electors, guess what, folks? Republican legislatures control over 270 electoral votes. Thus, this guarantees a free, fair, transparent election that will guarantee, if everybody votes by political party affiliation in the legislative bodies, it guarantees a Trump reelection. Guess what? You can't go against it because it's transparent. And Nate, what do you think will happen to a Republican state rep that is in on it or that is a coward? You think that they're going to have the courage to vote against a Republican nominee when the entire world is watching them vote? I suspect they're going to have to consider, do I vote against Trump so that I can get that big pharma money or the other bribe schemes in order for my, you know, dirt to not be disclosed? Or are they going to face the wrath of their constituents? And I think at that point, the calculus is that they're going to face more wrath from their constituents more than what we did to Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger. And so they're going to have to decide, I'm going to have to be the, they're going to have to take their cowardly path, which is the path of least resistance, which is going to have to be to vote for the person that they have TDS of. And this guarantees a reelection.
Well, by the way, on Musk, he's basically echoed everything you just said about how elections need to be held. So there's that. Musk has also talked about how he's going to get litigious now against people that are engaging in the censorship. Now, I don't know how much political strategy Musk engages in, but there is clearly a trajectory here where he's coming out more and more against the American left on a day-by-day basis. And you know,
and I think
it's
that's because of the evidence that he's looking under the rug. I think he's looking at the internal
Slack
channels,
being targeted.
The emails, and the direct messages.
And he's being targeted as well. I mean, it's the same people that have, trying to get InfoWars shut down or trying to get Elon Musk shut down. I mean, it's literally the same lawyers, folks. It's crazy. I mean,
but
I don't want to get too much into
curve
it.
That we've lived through. Like, he didn't live through it, but now he's got this platform, and he's like, wait, what? When he reinstated you and Alex, he had to go in there into the logs and say, oh, wait, Alex Jones was right. So now he's starting to realize that you and Alex and others like myself, we are credible. And those on the left of these main disinformation distribution platforms, such as the New Woke Slimes or the Washington Compost, they've been exactly what we've been saying. And so now I think he considers us as conspiracy oracles rather than conspiracy theorists.
Well, and you've never called for any violence. Let's be perfectly clear.
Never.
You've never called for any violence. What you do, I kind of look at that meme where, the character from It's Always Sunny, Charlie, has all the different things on the board and he's got the strings getting attached and he's like going crazy. He's like, oh my gosh, I've been investigating it. Look what I found. And he's like, looks like he hasn't slept in days. He's got like 10 cigarettes burning. You know, that's kind of you. Like, that's kind of what you've really done here. And this is like your final work. And so they're just panicked. They don't want us engaging in the activities that they engage in, which is political activism, political formulas, political playbooks that lead to political
right.
victories. The left is panicked that we might actually engage on the playing field. The analogy I made was, it's like if you have two football teams on the field, one of them has a playbook and plays and formulas and strategy, and the other just shows up to play. Well, who's going to win? The team with the playbook is going to win every time. And so now the Democrats, who have been the only team with the playbook, now they're looking at the new right, as I call it, with a playbook, with formulations and strategies, and they're like, oh, crap. Now they're going to have plays, too? So they know they're screwed.
The only reason why I'm doing this is because those that were already doing this, such as yourself, Alex, you name the people, you were silent. Steve Bannon's out of pocket. Steve Bannon, in his last interview, said, hey, I'm going to be off the field for a while. People have to step up. In the absence of leadership, leaders will lead. Now, if someone else comes out and starts to actually do more and be more effective, I get to sit back and retire and support that individual, right? But until we can get to that point, I am obligated to get in the fight because of my background, expertise, knowledge, and knowing the system while they're trying to go after everybody. And I'm of the mindset that the more you come after me, the more you motivate me to get even harder, stronger against you. So, Jamie Raskin, I am going to be looking at you even further now that you have made a comment to Raw Sewage, because obviously you're colluding with them. I'm going to look at you further, Julie Farnham. I'm going to look at you further, Alexander Vindman, as I continue to expose you in your seditious conspiracy when you coordinated with your traitor twin brother, Yevgeny, to go ahead and work with the Eric Ciaramella whistleblower to cover for the Biden criminal syndicate. Guess what? Fear doesn't exist in this household. Ever. You come after me, I am going to expose you. And it's brilliant that they took my bait, Owen. The reason why I was making those spicy First Amendment sounds was exactly to do what they did to me yesterday, was to bring them out and to come after me. Because I'm being effective. Now I get to get the attention on what I've been saying, have a bigger platform to expose that they have been the ones that have been conducting this political violence. And they don't like that. One other example of political violence to the maximum order. It was John Brennan that, in a vigilante style, without due process, committed murder of American citizens abroad using drones when he was the CIA director. Don't quote me on it. There's a 22-hour filibuster dissertation by Senator Rand Paul that explained that a few years back when he was on the Senate floor going for 22 hours straight calling on that this is completely unlawful for a CIA director to go ahead, John Brennan that is, use drones to strike an American citizen, no due process, vigilante, completely off the rails. Political violence to the maximum level.
Yeah, and this is what's so frustrating with the left. And I mean, okay, what's new? They're ignorant. they think this whole presidential immunity thing was about Trump immunity. I mean, yeah, that might be what spurred it into the Supreme Court, but this protects every president. It protects George Bush and his administration lying about weapons of mass destruction and the death that was caused afterwards. It protects Barack Obama from droning American citizens, droning weddings that hit wrong targets.
With the CLI director, exactly.
So, you know, but that's kind of another story. By the way, I don't know how much you get into the false Russian collusion narrative, but you'll probably get a kick out of this. They've got a new book coming out.
Did you see this?
Mueller team's book to reveal inside story of Trump-Russia investigation. Do you think they'll admit the whole thing was a farce? Do you think that's what's hidden inside this book, Ivan?
Oh, and I have sources in every single entity that was part of it. Luckily, I have folks in the system. I spent 25 years in the system, right? There are still people in the system that are kind of below the radar, and luckily for them, they work in other aspects of these different organizations that were created to do the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. And so I have, let's just say, I have sources to be able to verify everything that I put out that are better sources than probably any legacy media outlet has done. And so to answer your question on that one, they're not going to say that, oh, we were false on the Russia, Russia, Russia thing. It's already been proved. It's already been disproven that there was any sort of Russia stuff. And I think the reason why they're coming after me is because I'm probably the one that's the most fearless going after them individually and exposing their individual transgressions. And they're trying to find dirt on me to take me off of the battlefield. And so far, guess what? They've investigated me 20 times with nothing to show. But now that I'm applying more heat on the U.S. Capitol Police and exposing the Fed's insurrection and its cover-up, they're starting to squirm even more. And now that Hodge Twins aired me with a massive, you know, viewership on that show, and CommyTube censored that particular three-hour epic dissertation of the deep state in a very receptive way with, I guess, the younger crowd, I think they're only going to continue attacking me. And I welcome it. I love it.
Brilliant. So you went on the Hodge Twins on YouTube and they took the broadcast down?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the only podcast. I'm being told it was the only podcast that the Hodge long form podcast that they've done that's been censored. And that's like Vivek's been on there. He wasn't censored. RFK Jr. was on there. He wasn't censored. Tim Kennedy, MMA guy.
You're getting a lot of notches on your belt.
I was the only one censored.
You're getting a lot of notches. I mean, look, because this is how it is for me. Because, you know, competition is a good thing. You know, it's like if I'm playing football, or let's say I'm playing basketball. Well, Ivan Raiklin just scored like 20 straight points. I'm like, damn, I want to get involved here. Let's go. I want to get some buckets. I need to get some baskets here. But hold on. One thing to clarify before we let you go. They investigated you. You said 20 times and they found nothing. Are you saying you're Mr. Clean?
Yeah, not only is my hair pretty clean, but I've lived a really clean lifestyle. And so when all the evidence comes out at the end of this, when we were back on, you know, in the game, I will say, let me just put it this way. They go after the cleanest people the way they've done Donald Trump, General Flynn, and me. And we know we're clean. That's why we are as aggressive as we are, because we can find 20 people in, or 20 organizations investigated me. Now it's my turn to investigate them. And at every instance, I find dirt on them. And so just like Mr. Clean in this, you're showing me, absolutely, very clean.
At Ivan Raiklin, the deep state marauder. What are they going to say about him next? Ivan, thanks for your time and clarifying all
God
this for us today.
God bless you all, man. I love you. You're a brother.
All right, brother. Mr. Clean. I got the Mr. Clean exclusive right here.
Explain how the central bank digital currency, ESG-controlled corporate governance, controlling what you can do and spend, corporations, governments, private individuals, how they use that as the next bubble with the unified ledger. This is key because their bridge to get out of this bubble is the next level of total control to take a giant slice of everybody's life, but not call it a bail-in, just call it a social credit score.
Yeah. So let me, if I may, put this into the context of you and what you've gone through in this bankruptcy that you've had to go through and everything happening with InfoWars. You know, they didn't like what you had to say, so they froze you from your bank account. You couldn't access your money, right? So But that took a legal process to get to that point. This is that exact same scenario, them separating you from your money, but without a legal process. They can just do it because they don't like you, because they don't like your ideology.
Now, slow down. That's his key, Dr. Elliott. This is a central bank ledger. Just sounds like a turn, people. No, everyone is in bankruptcy, private companies, corporations, the general public. That's what they say. I'll own nothing and like it. And then they unify it and take what they want. Your mortgage, everything is unified.
Everything. See, every asset that you have that's in this digital form, whether it's a bank account, checking account, savings account, money market, stock bond, mutual fund, brokerage account, all of that stuff, and anything with a title like your house, right? You can be put into this unified ledger. Now, the World Economic Forum has explained this really well in the sense of this is digital money. It's programmable money, meaning they tokenize or they put all of your assets into a packet, and that packet is now can be sold, right? This is like a derivative. You can flip off the ownership with the flip of a button saying, okay, Alex, you no longer own all of this stuff that you thought you had. We're flipping the switch and we're going to give it to person B or person C or to the government, right? They can do whatever they want. This is what programmable money and a unified ledger is. And to make it really dangerous is that it's based on your digital social profile and your social credit score. Now, we're not talking about a dystopian future, right? We saw this happen with the truckers in Canada.
The British Prime Minister said, if you don't accept military service, we'll just turn your bank account off. Two weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of these things seem to be a stretch in people's minds, right? It's like, oh, this is the mark of the beast. This is way down the road. We've seen it, bank accounts.
Well, that's right. You're not covering things that are coming. This is all being rolled out now. They have gas station chains all over Europe, the U.S., including in Oklahoma and Texas, where you've got to swipe a card to get in the building. You got to swipe a card to buy gas just to prove you're even able to buy it. I mean, it's coming in.
We're not just talking about freedom here, right? Financial freedom, getting out of harm's way of these digital assets. We're also doing something that we get the best of both worlds, asset protection and growth. And that's what makes it such an amazing
Nothing's performed as good as silver. And I haven't had a silver gold sponsor because so many of them sell numismatics, rip people off. You are the number one bullion dealer in America right now because you've got the best deals. Look at that 12-year graph, folks. This is a no-brainer to protect your assets and probably have growth. We can't guarantee anything, but my God, you're crazy if you don't call Dr. Kirk Elliott at 720-605-3900.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Big boy, sir. I'm a big boy. I took a big boy poop. Yes. Yeah, I'm a big boy. That's a big boy, sir. I'm a big boy. I took a big boy poop.
You know, it's funny. And that's hilarious from the Dilly Meme Team. It's funny because When they first announced the big boy press conference that we have coming up, we're expecting it in an hour, I remember, because we were coordinating the show, we were planning on covering it live, and I remember being like, okay, so 4:30, it's 4:30 right now, just crossed 4:30 here Central Time, and I remember thinking, oh, okay, 4:30, the big boy press conference, we'll cover it live. And then this morning, when I was coordinating with the team, and Alex, he was saying, well, go late, go long
if the press conference runs long, and I'm like, well, it's 4:30. There's no way Biden's going to go longer than an hour and a half. And then he said, oh, no, it's 5:30. I was like, well, I thought that was Easter or Eastern time. It was like, oh, no, it's 6:30 Eastern time. And I was scratching my head. I was like, did I just wake up? Is this a Mandela effect here? They pushed it back. They pushed it back an hour. Biden's big boy press conference pushed back to 6:30 Eastern. So it's now 5:30. We are going to be covering it live. We'll go late if we have to. He might show up late if they have to change his diaper. So we will be live covering that. But they already pushed it back once. I mean, this thing is just falling apart at the seams. So, we're supposedly an hour away from the big boy press conference. What that means, it means Joe Biden is a joke. And everybody's making fun of him because he can't have a real press conference. This will be the first presidential press conference where he's taking questions from the press like this in years. I don't know. When was the last one? Who knows? They'll have a diaper changer on the scene. I mean, it'd be more respectable. It's like, I just soiled myself. I need a minute, guys. I'll be right back. Just give me a minute. I need to have my butt wiped. And he just goes and does a diaper change and comes back out, and that'd be fine. American people will understand. So that's where we're at here. All right. We still got a lot of news surrounding that. I also want to get into an updated electoral map with some of the more recent developments. Folks, InfoWarsStore.com has a big sale going on right now. Could be the last opportunity to buy some of these products. And so I would suggest getting stocked up, especially on some that are going to be selling out soon, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a top-rated, top-selling product, and there's a reason why, because it's fantastic. Not only does it taste great, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix, not only does it taste great, you get over 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more in one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this is one of the most popular products we've ever had. It's always selling out. And so it will probably be selling out relatively soon before the rest of the products we have in stock. And then who knows the future if it ever even comes back, if you can ever even buy it again. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off, part of the Spirit of 76 Super Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget about the other great products on sale like BrainForce Pro, Plus, BrainForce Ultra, DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. The Spirit of 76 Super Sale is live. Yeah, guys, we can go ahead and we can even do, I don't know if that's what you guys are doing, the background just flashed. We can actually change to our background. We can go with our big boy press conference themed background now, if you would like. I actually meant to do that at the top of the hour, but that's fine. We can just do it now. As we're closing in, we're honing in on the big boy press conference. So we'll retheme. There we go. Or we have the other angle, too. Maybe we'll switch them back and forth. We're very dynamic here. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's get this out of the way with some of the votes that went down. The inherent contempt vote failed. Four Republicans voted against it. John Duarte, California. David Joyce, Ohio. Mike Turner, Ohio. Tom McClintock, California. Anna Paulina Luna had this to say about the vote failing today. Today's vote on my inherent contempt resolution and the legislative appropriations did not pass due to Republican absences. Mast and Massey had deaths in their family. Another member went to the hospital. An overwhelming majority of the party supports this resolution, and it already survived multiple kill shot attempts by Democrats. Our efforts have not been futile, and I thank all members who have been fighting alongside me to restore justice and order in our institutions. I thank all members. Excuse me. I have refiled the resolution and will be calling it up again in a couple of weeks when Congress is back in session and members return. I am also working with a no vote as the institution needs to be protected. Attorney General Merrick Garland will pay and be held accountable for trying to undermine our institutions. No one is above the law. Donald Trump released a statement as well. I agree with Anna Paulina Luna and the many House members who think Merrick Garland should be held in inherent contempt for refusing to release the Biden tapes, even though they were subpoenaed. The House Republicans should also subpoena deranged Jack Smith and look into his illegal investigation of me immediately. And they should pass the SAVE Act immediately to stop illegals from voting in our elections. Republicans must get tough about stopping weaponization and cheating. They may just be coming for me and my elections today, but they will come for all Republicans very soon if they succeed. Yeah, they want one-party rule is what it is. Okay, now, here, quickly, let's go to Marjorie Taylor Greene, also responding this, responding to this from outside the Capitol in clip 23.
Yeah, that's one I was pretty angry about, to see that go down. I had strongly supported Anna Paulina Luna's resolution, worked with her on it. I spoke on the floor about it yesterday. It's definitely something that should have passed. Unfortunately, there was a small group of Republicans that voted against it.
Do you have a message for that small group of Republicans?
They should pay attention to the will of the people. Merrick Garland has weaponized the Department of Justice. And I also would like to see the Weaponization Committee and the Judiciary Committee be stronger on this. I haven't seen that committee, both of those, go after the Department of Justice like they should. And I just publicly put it out on my socials. I'm officially calling for the Judiciary Committee and the Weaponization Committee to subpoena Jack Smith. It's time to call him to the mat and bring accountability for how he's abusing the justice system and his just ridiculous political prosecution of President Trump. Yeah, that's one I was pretty angry about.
We'll get into the SAVE Act developments. And I'm also going to do an interactive electoral map coming up with where I think things lie right now with some of the big news that we've seen recently. But as far as the inherent contempt, it obviously should be going on, but it shows the double standard. Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, they get held in contempt and go to prison. They're in prison right now, both of them. But some people are above the law, like Merrick Garland and Hunter Biden. But here's kind of the canary in the coal mine of the whole story. The Democrats pretending like they're surprised at Joe Biden's cognitive decline in the last couple weeks as if they didn't know. The Ben-Hur tapes are the canary in the coal mine. And they know that those tapes in that interview from, I think it was like 2021 when that was recorded. I'm going off memory here. Maybe the crew can find it in the next 30 seconds before the break. But I believe it was 2021 when the interview happened. That will show that, no, Biden has been in significant cognitive decline since the election. And they all know it. That's why they're hiding the tapes. Now, it's also kind of an ace in the hole. If they want to remove Biden, they could just release the tapes and say, oh, my God, it really is that bad. But do they want to give Republicans that victory? They may not care. Getting Biden out might be more important at this point.
The president will hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it.
A big boy press conference.
What fun, big boy?
I am a big boy, a big boy, a big boy. Oh, I am a big boy, and this is what I do.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts.
Oh, I am a big boy.
They're describing it at the White House as a big boy press conference.
What the fuck, big boy?
Oh, I am a big boy, and this is what I do.
2, 10, 12, 15. Oops, stepping on them. There's a let's flag.
One way to stop getting people to focus on him being 81 and possibly having issues with his acuity is just to call him a big boy.
This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
She knows so long as she was denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation, remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
I was sitting, you know, of 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas.
One debate later.
Both sides. Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare, we find housing for Black Americans, the impact of on the choice, the idea that they're gonna, I'm proposing that everybody, they pay, the millionaires pay 1%. So no one after, I've not raised the cost of Social Security for anybody. For me, I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And once you get away with, you get rid of the ability of Medicare for us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. Billionaires in America. No one was hurt. One Israeli was accidentally killed, and it just stopped. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's all about Ukraine and all the new money that we're giving them and the new weapons that we're giving him. Biden was flummoxed, slurring through the whole thing, introducing Zelensky. So I don't know if the White House is trying to pull a quick one here and, like, confuse everybody on the time, or if he's giving a press conference after this. We'll try to figure it out. Biden's not talking right now. He just basically did a short little introduction of Zelensky and how important his war is and how important giving him all these weapons are and everything else. And it's the same old story where Zelensky walks around in a sweatshirt and everybody else is wearing a suit and tie. There Biden does the dementia shuffle, Parkinson's shuffle off the stage. So I guess that was a pre-event, and Biden will be back live doing his big boy press conference in about an hour. We'll have live coverage of it. But there you go. More money for Ukraine. More money for Ukraine, more weapons for Ukraine. They've signed a new compact with Ukraine, and this is all about preventing Donald Trump from stopping the war, stopping the money laundering, stopping the breakup of NATO. You know, I've got a clip of Mike Lee saying it's time for us to break with NATO if they're going to start wars like this, and he's right. But let me do this. Let me go with the plan as we had it scheduled and not get thrown off by Biden giving more of our money and weapons to Ukraine. He's Ukraine first, after all. And let's look at some of these other election stories. Biden advisors are discussing how to convince him to step aside. And the donors have a lot to do with this. Democrat donors warn of campaign funds drying up as Joe Biden holds on. Remember 2 weeks ago they said it was record donations. Joe Biden was getting more donations than Donald Trump. It was one of their big talking points. Now they're saying, he's out of money. So what is it? Is it record donations like you lied about 2 weeks ago, or is he out of money like you're saying today? And where is the money going, by the way? So it's just they can't even keep up with their own lies, but it doesn't even matter. Guys, pull up the interactive Electoral College map. I want to go over this real quick because I think we got a pretty clear idea of where we stand right now today. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs controversial election recount fraud bills into law. Michigan passes laws restricting election recounts and fraud allegations. Wow. So you can't question an election. You can't do an audit on an election. You can't recount an election. Wisconsin passes. They get a liberal Supreme Court change. They say we're doing mail-in boxes now. So, yeah. So let me tell you where things stand, I think. And we've got some other big news. But let me tell you where things stand. Now, in a fair election where only American citizens vote, one person, one vote, Donald Trump wins in a landslide. I mean, maybe even 50 states, probably at least 40 states. But Trump wins in a landslide. If we have a fair election without all the fraud, without all the cheating, and only Americans voting and one person, one vote, then Trump wins in a landslide. But that's not how our elections are run. So let me tell you where I think things are at right now. Let's put Pennsylvania blue, because I don't see any reason. Nothing has been done to stop the voter fraud in Pennsylvania, so it'll probably go blue. I think Virginia red. North Carolina red. Don't do this pink crap. I hate that. Ohio red. Good news in Georgia with the new laws there. So we're going to go Georgia red, Florida red, Texas red, Iowa red, Minnesota blue. I'd say Minnesota will still be blue. I don't have any reason to think otherwise. Now, because of the ballot drop box law in Wisconsin, Wisconsin will be blue. Trump would win in a fair election, but they'll cheat. Because of now the latest laws we just saw passed in Michigan, Michigan will be blue. Okay, so where does this put us? New Mexico, that'll be blue. Colorado, that'll be blue. So here's where I think where you stand. And the single vote in Nebraska, the single vote in Maine, it could go either way with that. But I'd say this is where it stands right now. And truly, Nevada and Arizona are the swing states. Nevada and Arizona are the swing states. Now, remember, the Democrats are in a pinch in Nevada. The Democrats are in a pinch in Nevada because they have to get their candidate on the ballot before the clock runs out. So they can't do this late replacement of Joe Biden. They have to do it sooner than later, or their candidate won't be on the ballot unless Biden, dies. That's what the law is. Then they can replace him. But this is truly crazy here. And make that main pink one red, just so we can get the right numbers here. Now you got to go down to the. No, it's all confusing. Make it blue. There you go, and then make the second district red. That's Nebraska. Nope. It's all right. I play with this thing all the time, so that's why. And then make the main district 2 red. There you go. And then the Nebraska district 2 blue. All right. I'm just getting real nitpicky now. Make the New Hampshire one blue. Yep, thank you. Why does it say that there's another pink out there? Well, it doesn't matter. This looking at this map right now is where I believe we stand on Thursday, July 11th, 2024, and Nevada and Arizona are the swing states. Now, do you have any confidence that Arizona won't get stolen again? Do you have any confidence in that? I certainly don't. I'm not sure enough action has been taken, and the Democrats stole the AG and the governor's race, so I would say let's just consider that and let's complete this. I'd say Arizona goes blue, even though it's obviously a red state. And again, in a fair election one person, one vote, only Americans vote, Arizona would be red. But that's not the situation. We have Democrats that run that state now. They'll probably cheat and steal Arizona. So look at that. It all hinges on Nevada. And if the Democrats don't get their candidate on the ticket before it's too late, what are they going to do? So certainly they've looked at this and they know that the entire election could be determined by Nevada, which, again, would be a red state, but we're not dealing with fair elections. So, I mean, literally, the entire election could be determined by the outcome in Nevada. And I think if you look at these states, and I think if you look at that map, this is where we stand, and the Democrats certainly know it. And they're making measurements about what to do. Pulling Joe Biden from the ticket too late will cost them potentially Nevada unless he's dead. That's just the law. That's just the law. The only way you can remove a guy off the ballot after a certain day is if the candidate's dead. Otherwise, the ballots will be printed. It's over. So they know they're up against the clock. If they're going to remove Joe Biden, they have to do it before the convention. They have to. So I think this is what you're looking at. Now, again, one person, one vote, only Americans vote. Trump wins Wisconsin. Trump wins Michigan. Trump wins Pennsylvania. Trump wins Arizona and wins in a landslide. Maybe he wins a bunch of other states, too, but definitely those states. That's not our election process, folks. The Democrats cheat. In fact, we've got this video here where an NGO called Mi Familia admits that they register non-citizens to vote. They admit it here in clip 26.
Don't they do that? Don't they do that inside?
Huh?
You register inside, don't you?
I mean, they allowed to us to do it over here because it looks like they, I don't know if they don't want to do it anymore, but they authorize those.
It's only they check a box, that's all.
Why all the blue?
No, the blue is nothing. This is an organization.
This is a NGO. Non-government organization.
Yeah, it's a non-government. It's me in Spanish, my family in action.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes, ma'am. And update information, like when the people changes the updated.
It's a Democrat NGO that registers non-citizens to vote, ladies and gentlemen.
We're not allowed to talk
That's why the Democrats don't want to pass the SAVE Act. They're relying on the illegal immigrant vote. I mean, it's ridiculous. But I think it all comes down to Nevada. Will Republicans realize it and protect the vote there?
To you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Back then. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black?
Always talk about how I don't have the black support. Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch.
I got a lot of hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black?
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt's been white.
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job. And then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do? Why?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.